was thirsty. I was hungry for a star with somebody who wouldn't break my heart like the last one. But this one, she plays for all the marbles. Her Nietzsche books are conversation starters. And damn, I think I loved her from the first sight. I saw the light, the clouds opened up. Rest in peace, good night. All of the good ones are gone.
Where'd you come from?
All of the good ones are gone.
Where'd you come from?
I'm blown away and I don't even know her name. All of the good ones are gone.
Where'd you come from?
Rock and roll sounds better in the car. I just love the she plays guitar, which she dies down on the whammy bar. She'll be stuck on repeat, repeat in my head. Got me checking my pulse, making sure I'm not dead. Oh yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show for the masses. This is Joe the Human, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined today with my good friend, Zamir. If you'd like to say hi, Zamir.
Hey, everybody. What up? My name is Zamir.
Yeah, he was a DJ during our freshman spring, but he's a very busy engineer, so he's just not on the air any.
I might make a comeback. Who knows? I kind of want to come back to Tech Ops, so we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Well, hopefully you come back. We're waiting. So today's show, sorry if my voice is a little raspy. I was literally had a raspy voice the last time I had a show, which was 2 weeks ago, because unfortunately I had to miss last week. But it was good. It was for a good reason. I was at the Tyler, the Creator concert.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I went with Zamir, and it was literally incredible, literally life-changing. My life has been downhill since, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was phenomenal, and we were in the pit, so yeah, I think that says enough. I was so close to him, I could literally see his pores. I just, like it's insane how he's just like a living, breathing human and not just like this fucking... Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
He's just not like this crazy idol that I thought he was. Like, he's just a person.
Yeah,
Again, I'm sorry. So, today's show is going to be an ode to the storytellers. I've been like listening to a lot of songs lately where I just hear the artists kind of just really talk about these niche specific stories that are just like super detailed and give you just like this essential rundown of just something they're trying to convey. And I really want to share that with you all because I don't know. There's something about those songs, just like super wordy, super just sometimes a little chaotic, but there's just something about them, something so special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're going to start off with some Slaughter Beach Dog. If you didn't know, this is kind of the lead singer is an ex-member of Modern Baseball. If you guys remember that phenomenal indie band or emo garage rock band, and his name is, the lead singer is Jake Ewald, and this is just like his secondary project, and it's way different from that sound, but I really like it. And this song is called 104 Degrees, and you know those songs where you kind of just know exactly where you were the first time you heard it. I kind of feel that with this song, because I literally remember I was sitting in the waiting room of an ophthalmologist appointment, which is, yeah, I'm fine. But yeah, let me stop talking and let's just get into it.
I like the Johns thinking if company had all this heaven been done.
So those were a few songs. You just finished listening to Chateau Lobby number 4 in C for Two Virgins by Father John Misty. And the previous song before that was The Art Teacher by Rufus Wainwright. Just about that last song, he does something. Like, my favorite lyric in that is like the part where he's like, stay as long as you want, and I haven't left your bed since. I'm just like, ooh, okay, period. Let him know. I love that story because it has to do, like, he's basically writing about his relationship with his wife, and I don't know, I think it's just so gorgeous that that's how he, like, he really idolizes her and loves her so much. It's like, wow, me and who? But yeah, so next I'm going to be playing some Courtney Barnett, Avant Gardner, of course. I feel like that song is just like grade A storytelling. Then a little bit, actually a lot of bit, of Carsey Headrest. And then a smaller band called Apes of the State. So yeah, keep listening.
Thank you. myself every weekend, and I'm weak. Hangovers feel good when I know it's the last one. Then I feel so good that I have another one. Last Friday I took acid and mushrooms. I did not transcend. I felt like a walk in a stupid looking jacket. Town felt like I was in Sodom. There were filthy people seeking comfort for their bodies. It was so obscene. Filled with loathing and religious fervor, I laid on my friend's bedroom floor for an hour and tried not to piss my pants. Saw Jesus, and he said, to go against the word of my father, and the scum of the earth. No, we are just teens of style.
Friends are better with drugs are better. noticed that the couch had moved, and I wanted to ask you about it, but you weren't talking, so when you finished, I opened up my mouth, and you called me out for being bad at listening. So I wrote this song to tell you just how well that I can listen, and well, that I think that you are really cute. And I thought that maybe I should wait to tell you that I like you, but I don't really have too much to lose. And I could learn your favorite song and play it on my guitar, and I'll probably sing it all wrong, but it might catch your attention. And I don't know your favorite song, but it's probably by Mars Volta, because you said you really liked the way we talked, and I listened. Told me last night that I had inside my head, like that yellow is your favorite because it's a happy color, and that you have been sad for as long as you remember, and that the way your kitchen looked made you upset because it was a mess, and well, that's the way things look when you're depressed. And sat across the room on that rocking chair you said you hate because it is so loud, and I wish that you had sat next to me on the couch. And I'm scared that this list is too long, that I can't fit all these things into a song and still keep your attention. So I'm trying hard to mention some important things that I feel will really demonstrate just how well that I listened. Like how you said with tears in your eyes that you wish that being grateful was enough to keep you from feeling sad all the time, and that your favorite flowers are impatience, and that when you love somebody, you wait patiently for them. And that your favorite movie is The Shawshank Redemption, and that serenity means listening to the water down at Tukwan Glen, and how you make poor decisions with the people that you choose to date, and you'll probably think I'm crazy for this, and I tell you that I would be a lie because I care what you think about me, and I just really desperately want to be your next poor decision. Be your next poor decision. Be your next poor decision. And I could learn your favorite song and play it on my guitar, and I'll probably sing it all wrong, but it might catch your affection. And I don't know your favorite song, but it might be by Mars Volta, cause you said you really liked the fucking song, and I listened. Yeah, I listened!
Okay, so I think it's a good time for a PSA. Yeah. I really hope you guys enjoyed those last songs that I just played. Especially that last one, I listened, by Apes of the State. It's just like you hear love songs and they can sound so just like pretty and very soft spoken. And I really like how that song is just the opposite of that. It's just so like gritty, but so honest. It's really beautiful. All right, so I'm just going to give you all some numbers to think about. I've been reading this PSA since I started my show now, and yeah, I think it's what I'll be going with for a while. So the United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. And that's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. So these upcoming songs are probably a bit more famous. I'm going to start with some Neutral Milk Hotel, because I feel like In the Airplane Over the Sea is just like an iconic storytelling song that's kind of just been analyzed like so much. I'm going to play a little Billy Joel, a little bit of Pulp, and I'll even throw in a little bit of Kanye. They're very different songs, but I don't know. I feel like they're definitely better known than the other ones I just played. So I hope if you know any of them, you'll sing along. All right, let's get into the music.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here.
Italian restaurant. me these days. Got a good job, got a good office. I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You remember I look so nice after so much time. You remember those days hanging out at the village green.
Italian
Yeah.
I know it's past visiting hours, but can I please give her these flowers? The doctor don't wanna take procedures. He claimed my heart can't take the anesthesia. It'll send her body into a seizure. The little thing by the hospital bed, it'll stop beeping. Hey chick, I'm at a loss for words. What do you say at this time? Remember when I was 9? Tell her everything gon' be fine, but I be lying. The family crying, they want her to live, and she trying. I'm arguing like, what kind of doctor can we find? You know the best medicine go to people that's paid. If Magic Johnson got a cure for AIDS, and all the broke passed away. You telling me if my grandma's in the NBA, right now she'd be okay. But since she was just a secretary, worked for the church for 35 years, things supposed to stop right here. My grandfather trying to pull it together, he's strong. That's where I get my confidence from. Asked the nurse, did you do the research? She asked me, can you sign some t-shirts? Is you smoking? You don't see that we hurt, but still.
I smile.
Room, you can feel my heartbeat, beat, beat. If she gon' pull through, we gon' find out soon. But right now she sleep, sleep, sleep. My mama say, they say, she could pass away any day. Hey chick, what these doctors know anyway? Let me see the x-rays, I ain't no expert, I'm just hurt. Cousin Kim took off of work. Plus my aunt Shirley, aunt Beverly, aunt Clay, and aunt Jean. So many aunties, we could have an auntie team. Feel like A. Marie, it's just one thing. When they said that she made it, you see the eyes gleam. I think we at an all-time high. To get there, we run, we fly, we drive. Cause with my family, we know where home is. So instead of sending flowers, we the roses.
So that was Roses by Kanye West. My friends Amir actually showed me that song
way back in the day. Wow, that, oh my god, listening to that song again for like, I don't know, it's been a while since I listened to that song, so it was kind of crazy, but it's real, real nice.
Yeah. Zamir, what's your favorite storytelling song?
Don't ask me that right now. Wait a second.
Okay.
Wait, if you have one, you can go first. Let me think about it. I gotta think about
it. My favorite is probably the song I want to play next.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Damn, I gotta bust out my Spotify. Oh, let me just think off the top of my head, because I'm thinking, like, it's bad because I think earlier on, when I first got into music and rap, I was listening to, like, a lot of just, like, old rap, and it was, you know, heavy in storytelling, and I really appreciate that, but, like, now, let me look at my like playlist. It's hard. This is really hard. Cause like,
how about we come back to it?
Okay, all right.
Let me play the following song. This is Something Cool by June Christie. It's a really lovely jazz tune. And it's like literally the first song I added to this playlist once I, honestly, it inspired this like theme. Cause I don't know. It's just so good. And yeah, I really want to share it with you all. So hope you enjoy.
Something cool, I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't strangers, I most usually drink alone, but you were so awfully nice to ask me, and I'm so terribly far from home. Like my dress, I must admit, it's very old, but it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. It might be fun with something cool. I'll bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. And I bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. And who would think the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so tall. It's just a memory I had, one I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad. About a date, oh wait, I'm such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool.
All right. So we're going to be concluding this week's episode, but if Zamir would just like to give his answer, that would be
So this is phenomenal. Definitely just a cop out because I can't think of anything, but damn, I really can't. I mean, it definitely probably be something by Kanye because I'm a really big Kanye stan. But and that's honestly, I probably would have chose Roses if you didn't play that already.
You can choose a
no. I'm